Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Tuesday, January 25. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, the Fed is about to drop the third shoe. Just ahead. Well, let me begin today's discussion with a simple, straightforward question. Do you think this is a strong economy? Now, the answer to this question will go a long way to understanding what's about to transpire. Today begins the latest meeting of the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee, the committee which sets the monetary policy and short-term interest rates for the nation. It will also determine the future of the Fed's principal form of aid for the economy. And by all indications, the Fed is about to take a much more hawkish stance in its guidance for this economy, something that presupposes that the Fed already feels that we do have a strong economy, an economy which has essentially weathered the storm of the pandemic and now is coming out the other side, ready to continue its expansion. So the Fed is now prepared to drop the third and final shoe, which were provided to support the economy. You'll remember back when the pandemic began that the U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve provided three principal means of economic support. The first was the direct payment by Treasury to businesses and individuals around the country, the so-called stimulus checks. Stimulus checks, however, have now ceased. That was the first shoe to drop many months ago. The second form of support was quantitative easing. The Fed began a program of purchasing up to $120 billion in U.S. Treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. By purchasing these bonds, the objective was to inject cash into the financial system. That program is now tapering off, and Wall Street is convinced that it will end by the end of March. This is the second shoe. Today, the FOMC will address how to handle the third and longest-lasting form of support, those lower interest rates. The low, nearly zero interest rate policy was first initiated as a reaction to the great financial crisis of 2008. For 7 years after that crisis, the Fed maintained this zero interest rate policy. However, beginning in December of 2015, the Fed raised interest rates in hopes of returning to a more normal rate policy, only to have this effort thwarted by the pandemic. Today, the Fed will likely begin once again in its effort to return rates to normal, and that's the third shoe. Now, Goldman Sachs has just released a report indicating that they feel the Fed will raise interest rates 4 times this year. That would mean at least a 100 basis point rise in interest rates. So there you are. The Fed, I believe, is preparing to drop all three shoes. The stimulus, already done. The taper, which is nearly now done. And then on to raising interest rates. To me, this is the most radical, aggressive move in monetary policy by a major central bank probably ever. In the course of a little over a year, we will have gone from paying people directly, from injecting $1.4 trillion into the financial system each year, and maintaining interest rates at zero, to nothing, to no support at all, nada. And I don't think that the economy can stand this policy shock, frankly. I think that the inevitable result of all this will be to throw us into a recession. And unless I miss my guess, I think that you might also. We began by asking you whether you thought this was a strong economy. My guess is that you don't think this is a strong economy. How could you, with record high inflation, climbing unemployment numbers, and a personal struggle to make ends meet? So if we agree that this is indeed not a strong economy, why is the Fed acting like it is? This will all unfold with tomorrow's press conference by the chairman of the Fed, Jerome Powell, followed incidentally on Thursday with the latest release of the fourth quarter's GDP report and a real look at just where the economy stands. Now, in other news, I can't help but comment on yesterday's market action. For those of us who may have thought that the president's working group on financial markets, otherwise known as the Plunge Protection Team, was not fully operational, I give you yesterday as Exhibit 1. From a Dow decline of about 1,000 points, back to even in just one trading session, a remarkable feat. To me, another demonstration of our Plunge Protection Team in action. Now, in economic news today, first up, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, projected to show continued strong appreciation in real estate. Also, the Conference Board will report on their survey of consumer confidence. It's expected by the Street to show a slight decline. However, I would not be surprised to see a substantial decline in confidence this month, as war clouds in Europe and a background of dismal economic news is starting to weigh heavily on consumers. Now, we're moving into the heart of earnings season now with some very important companies reporting. Today, we'll see results from the first of the big vaccine makers, Johnson & Johnson. I'll be watching this one closely. Later this afternoon will come results from Microsoft, another critically important market leader. And that's the value side for this Tuesday, January 25. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.